and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I'm Renee Bernard. That's just because I worked it that way. And tonight on the program, I feel like I always trick people into coming on the show and hanging out with me and talking to me, and it's a wonderful gig for me. I don't know how my guests feel about it. I have Deborah Parmley on the show tonight. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yay. I just said, will you come on my show? And you said, yes.
And I said, oh, my God, it's live radio.
I might not have mentioned that part. Yeah, I might have just said, just come on my show. And then I was hoping you wouldn't ask what kind of show it was. It's just a show. It's just a show. It's a regular show. It's nothing, you know, spectacular. It's live, but you're live all the time. That's what I tell people. I said, you're live all the time. You're just not paying attention to the fact that you're live. But for the next 13 and a half minutes, you're going to be gloriously aware of space and time. It's a gift. It's a gift from one goddess to another. The gift of self-awareness. You're welcome. You're welcome. I should bottle this. You know, yes. I should market this a little bit. I think I've just come up with a whole new marketing campaign right there.
There you go.
Come be self-aware for 13 and a half minutes with Renee Bernard on Tuesday nights. Well, I have to tell you, I know you're excited about it, but I'm excited. You've got a book coming out, like, in just, what, 3 days, 2 days? What are we talking about here?
Thursday.
Oh.
Yes. Going soon.
And it's Trapping the Butterfly. And what's exciting, at least from my perspective, is it's the 1920s. It's the Roaring Twenties, and that is such a fun era.
And
you just don't see a lot of books set in that time period. How come?
No, you don't. I think for a while the publishing houses really weren't open to it, and I've been wanting to write one for a very long time. And this is set in 1926 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Ooh. And part of that, I've been there. I used to work as a travel consultant, so I've traveled a lot. And I've stayed at the Arlington Hotel, which is where Al Capone stayed. He would rent the whole fourth floor.
Oh.
So, I mean, I got to walk through the town and see all the historical sites and hear the stories. And
really?
And
I just don't think of Arkansas, no offense, being a gangster hotbed of, you know, wow.
Well, what's interesting about that is that they didn't, like, okay, up in Chicago they had the wars, you know, with the Tommy guns. And but Hot Springs was kind of a dirty town because the mayor was a gangster. And so it's where they went to party and go on vacation. So, you know, Al Capone and Bugsy, all these people would come there, and that's where they would put the guns aside and make backroom deals. And, you know, the flappers and the music and the dancing and all that. It's a hot town to be in. So,
oh, my God. So it's like Chicago South. It's like, you know, they're like snowbirds, but, you know, with, like you said, with this whole criminal edge to it.
Yes. And there's a racetrack there. You can still go to the racetrack. In fact, they have the hot bath. You take take the baths is what you would do in the 20s. And it was a restorative health spa type of thing. So you can go there now and you can stay in one of the older hotels and you can take the baths in one of the old bathhouses like they used to do. So it's a really fun trip if you ever get a chance to do that.
I'm going to apologize to everybody who lives in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I had no idea. Really, seriously, this is out of the blue. I'm like, well, I want to go there now.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
Yeah. It really is.
You should just go and have a Roaring Twenties party in that hotel. And, I'm just picturing it. I'm like, oh, it feels so good. Well, tell me, Trapping the Butterfly is such a great title. Where is that? Is that the, what does that allude to? Because it sounds, I'm going to tell you right now, it sounds dirty. I'm just going to say it right now. Go ahead and say it.
My hero is a little different. He's a detective, and he's there to investigate the gangsters.
Oh.
And not really to arrest them, but it's detective work. So he's chasing them down. And when he was a small boy, he used to chase butterflies.
Oh.
And when he sees the heroine in the park, she's surrounded by butterflies. That's the first time he sees her. So he associates her with these butterflies, and she's so beautiful. And so Trapping the Butterfly, that alludes to the heroine, because
I love it. It just sounded, I hate to say this, something about that, it just sounded a little bit mysterious and a little, enigmatic, but also a little sexy somehow. And
yeah,
I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't know. Clearly my brain. maybe I hang out with too many romance writers. I don't know. I mean, too many. Something's wrong with me.
Can there be too many? I don't know. We're like butterflies, too. We're all over. the other guys that are in the book, they're after her, too. So we've got the detective, and then we've got one of the gangsters who catches her, she catches his eye, and then a man that her aunt and uncle would like her to marry. So there's three of them after her. So the Trapping the Butterfly is kind of like, who they're all after her. What's going to happen? So I don't want to tell too much because, I give it away.
I was going to say, No, it's available Thursday. Pre-order, people. Come on. How hard can this be? Jump online. Pre-order. Now, do you have a website? Is it thedeborahparmley.com? Is that you?
Okay. Yes, that's me. I probably should spell my name, though, because people, I've been called, Parsley and Farmley and Farmelly and all sorts of, it's P-A-R-M-L-E-Y, and I like to tell people, it's like you take the word parsley and you take the S out and put an M in there.
No, that's too many steps. That's, see,
Farmley.
And then you've, no, that was too many steps. Because then they're immediately thinking, I don't like parsley. Like the minute you say, they're like, parsley. Who invented that? Why is that on the plate? What is she talking to? Oh, I'm sorry. What S? They don't know how to spell parsley. So then they're like, is there a Z in there? No.
I've been called so many different things. It gets kind of crazy. I should list them all.
Deborah, people, this is the American version of Deb. This is the simple D-E-B-R-A. No H, no O, no nothing exciting. No, just straight.
Yes.
Deborah Parmley. Yes. Oh, I love that parsley, though. You might have to write a book where a character is named Parsley now. You're just trapped. I will say this, though. When we do a search for you, here are the superlatives that come up. Pleasure, sweetheart, lovely, special, fabulous. I mean, like, everybody that knows you or gets a chance to talk to you, I'm telling you, they seem to adore you when they post.
Oh,
so I thought that was so kind of neat. And I hope you've noticed that.
I hadn't. I think
if you Google, you Google yourself. You're supposed to Google yourself, apparently, just from a therapy standpoint. You're supposed to Google yourself once every 6 months, somebody told me. And I was like, never. I will not know. I don't want to know. Whatever vast, disastrous pool of information is out there, I don't think I want to know. That's for another. That's for a stronger woman than I. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I can't imagine there'd be anything bad out there about you.
I don't want to.
But
I can just live in that ignorance. See, I can just be blissfully happy. I don't want to know otherwise. there is something. I don't want to know. People do not send me a note and let me know. I don't want to know. So tell me now, this book is coming. So how long have you been doing this? I should know, but I never research people ahead of time because I just think that's wrong. So,
my first book came out in 2008 in ebook, and that one that was a Desperate Journey. That was the American title contest that I was in with that one, and it came out through Samhain. So it's been a few years now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, every
yeah.
time I turn around, I see you, and there's something new, and you're doing something. And I don't know, I'm envious as all get out. Because you always seem to be really writing what you enjoy and what you want to write. And that looks so good on you. You
yeah.
always look so happy.
yeah.
No, come on. You've met authors that are stressed. They're just, they look like they wished that they worked at Starbucks or that they had another profession going.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
just look kind of sad for them. And so I always love meeting people that genuinely love what they're doing, and it just shows.
Yeah. Thank you. There's so much joy in the actual writing of it, you know, and it's just kind of dreamlike having this career. It's just all the good things.
Yeah.
We can get caught up talking about the bad things, and I see a lot of that online sometimes, but you know, there's always that yin-yang, there's a balance to it.
Yes,
And I think what we focus on, we see more of. So if you can hang on to the joyful things, then there'll be more of them. So,
I hope so. That's the way
that's what I do.
I'm trying that, you
yeah.
know, the positive. No, yes, there are people that don't like change or that are not happy with things and business or contracts or whatever. And it's easy to get, I think, lost in that. But
yeah.
I'm with you. Life is too short, in my
exactly.
humble opinion, said the cliche wielding crazy woman on the other end of the... But isn't it? I mean, it's like I don't have that time or energy anymore.
No, I don't either.
I can't change it. It doesn't matter. I'd much rather gravitate towards people that... that are happier about what's going on or what they're doing and that sort of thing. So there you go.
Well, if you do have change, I mean, like even if you, let's say you like chocolate ice cream, it's your favorite thing in the world. So you
mm-hmm.
want to have it every day. But then if you have it every day, that gets old. So if there's never change, you know, the opposite of, we've got constant change going on. So I
yes.
don't know, there's yin-yang thing going again.
I don't know. I would have to explore the chocolate. I'm going to make a note. I'd have to try the chocolate ice cream
yeah.
experiment for, let's give me 6 months. Let's say 6 months. 6 months. And you know what? I could have dark chocolate milk. I could probably vary that with, you know, let me try that out, Deborah. I'll report back to you
Here
and let
go.
You know how that went. Yeah.
Here
if that
go.
Was, if that's undoable, I'll let you know. But otherwise, I'm pretty sure I could. Could survive. I'm a happy, optimistic person. If
yeah.
I were in a horrible prison where they only serve chocolate, I think I would tough it out. That's all I'm going to
yeah.
say. I think,
yeah.
I think I'd make the most of that. That's,
yeah.
that's the bottom line. I would just throw myself on that dark chocolate grenade. That would be me. I'd spare the other prisoners.
There's a thing that my friends hear me say often, and it's that every day we are alive is a beautiful day. And, you know, if you get up and you say that to yourself every day, and then you realize it, and you see it, and you feel it,
yeah.
every day is. So,
yeah.
Even on a bad day, you can say that because you're alive. You know,
that's
the alternative
right.
is not so good. So,
I'm
you know, every
swinging
day we're
for
alive.
The fences.
Oh.
That's, yep.
Exactly.
At least I'm in the game. I'm down, but I'm not out. Well, listen, everybody, Trapping the Butterfly is out on Thursday. So go ahead and pre-order your copy now. You can go to Deborah's website. I'm sure there's a link there. So it's www.deborahparmley.com. Or I have a feeling you could find her online, Peep, if you really tried.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you could.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you could find her. And it's Parmley, not Parsley. So let's straighten up and fly right. See, that's the show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell
yeah.
you, so everybody has to come back next Tuesday. And Deborah, you have to come back, right? After you
okay.
win your
I will,
award.
I will.
When you're going to, you know, Las Vegas and picking up your award for,
oh,
you know.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So now you'll come back
yeah.
on the show and you'll do it again. And we'll talk about the award you won, and
okay.
this was so great. All right, that was it.
Oh.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Canned Laughter and Coffee. And come
okay.
back, and we'll trick
okay.
Deborah into coming back again. Okay,
okay.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.